Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pennywise Podcast, the best pod around for personal finance. We're part of the Lee Enterprises Podcast Network and brought to you in partnership with WalletHub, the best personal finance app in the whole wide world. You can sign up for WalletHub to save money, improve your credit, budget better, and a whole lot more, and imagine where that can take you. I'm your host, John Kiernan. I'm the managing editor at WalletHub, and I've been covering personal finance for more than 15 years. My goal here, as you may know, is to help you manage your money better and have just a little bit of fun in the process. Today, we're talking about budget airlines, particularly where to turn after Spirit Airlines' demise, and whether the void it left in the market will end up haunting cost-conscious travelers. Sure, I know what you may be thinking. Spirit was the butt of more than a few jokes and definitely prioritized low-cost airfare over creature comforts. But it also helped a lot of us get where we needed to go when we couldn't really afford anything more lavish. It definitely served a purpose. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, Spirit accounted for about 3.1% of all domestic passenger miles in the year ending March 2026. And it ranked 10th for the percentage of flights that departed and arrived on time. So it was pretty efficient for the cost. It also performed well in WalletHub's best airline studies when it was in operation due to a combination of low costs and solid safety and performance metrics overall. However, the underlying business had some issues. As a result, the company filed for bankruptcy protection twice before ceasing operations in May 2026. Unfortunately, the same high costs that took Spirit out are putting pressure on our pocketbooks too. So it kind of begs the question of where do we turn now? To help you avoid overpaying on airfare, I'm pleased to welcome our guest, airline industry expert Blaise Wagespeck. Blaise is a professor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Florida, focusing on airline marketing and service quality measurement. So he's the perfect person to walk us through the remaining budget airline options, money-saving strategies for cost-conscious vacationers, and more. Blaise, thanks for joining us. How's it going?
Everything goes fine. Glad to be here.
We're really lucky to have you on and get some insight. Obviously, there's been kind of a lot going on in the economy and the airline industry, and it's happening at a time when people are pressed for financially overall, and they're trying to afford vacations and things like that. So just to kind of get right to the point, do you think the loss of Spirit will hurt consumers, and is it already? I mean, it was one of kind of the few very low-cost air carriers, and without them, is there kind of a void in the market?
It will. It will. There's, again, one of my pastimes when not, you know, being a professor is, you know, being in Florida, you know, we like to take cruises. And, you know, obviously you go on some of the message boards and people talk about how you're going to get here because of the major cruise ports in Florida. And there is no doubt already people are talking about, you know, losing Spirit out of Fort Lauderdale, especially, you know, what are the costs, the options that have been lost, you know, for, you know, trying to control some of the cost issues. And well, obviously Fort Lauderdale was one of their major city. It was their major city. Mm-hmm. And but yet, you know, all those flights coming to Fort Lauderdale were coming from a variety of cities throughout the country that have lost that air service. And when you lose that air service and you lose that low cost competitor, no doubt, you know, those who can will raise the prices in the marketplace.
Gotcha. So we should expect the prices to go up in general and in less and until someone else steps in to kind of fill that gap in the market.
Yeah, right now between the loss of Spirit in the marketplace and obviously the ongoing issue with fuel prices, just like you see it at the pump, airlines see it, you know, when they go out to price the fuel they need to fly their airplanes. It's not the same, you know, gas, if you will, but again, it's still the same sources. And so, you know, the rise in fuel prices we've seen, and you see the loss of Spirit in certain marketplaces. Yeah, some people are going to have sticker shock if they haven't priced a ticket in the last year.
Gotcha. This would be a kind of harsh reality for a lot of people, I'm sure. But you kind of mentioned the market forces that led to the demise of Spirit. Are there concerns that kind of other remaining budget low-cost airlines are at risk of bankruptcy and going under in the near future?
Well, some are still having some income issues. Probably with Spirit gone, a lot of people might be looking to Frontier and JetBlue. Both of those have also have had their difficulties, but they've nowhere near the same problems that led Spirit to bankruptcy. With, Spirit being out of the Fort Lauderdale market, I mean, JetBlue is being pretty aggressive in there, trying to, pick up gates, flights, and get those customers where they can. It's been interesting. Frontier's been making some interesting, scheduling and flight moves. They just announced like they're going to start flying back into Oakland, which they haven't in a few years. And again, Oakland has sort of a reputation in the Bay Area that sometimes if SFO and San Jose are a little costly. Well, take a look at Oakland and see what the possibilities there are. And so, you're going to see, moves like that. Breeze is, again, also growing. It's a good product. I got to say, I've just flown it recently that, yeah, with Spirit being gone out of Orlando, I had to look for a flight option and used Breeze. And it came in at an attractive price point. And it was a nice, direct, smooth flight. So, the options are there. They're going to be harder to find, no doubt, with Spirit being gone. But I don't think we're going to see, the same problems, I would hope, with, your JetBlue, Frontier, Breeze, should be fine. And of course, a lot of people don't talk about it, but Allegiant and Sun Country are merging, and that's actually, again, they're in very good financial position. If you happen to be in one of the markets they serve, you shouldn't be worried anything's going to happen to them.
That's great. So you gave us a bunch of alternatives there. Are there any others that people who kind of did tend to opt for Spirit for the cheapest fares, are there any that they should really be on the lookout for?
We tend to, we used to have almost like strict, definitions of, airline typologies, full service carrier, a low cost carrier, an ultra low cost carrier. A lot of that in some regard is being blurred. We've seen what we consider the three traditional majors, America, Delta, and United, now offer these basic economy fares, which are very restrictive. You hardly get anything with it except hopefully your seat on the airplane, but you may be the first to be bumped if a plane gets oversold. But they're there. Those price points can't be found. So if you're that singular travel who, just can live with a backpack, that might be a very functional product you can buy. Whereas if you're more on a family and you're looking, well, you may need, something, a little bit, in that more traditional low cost world where you're looking at a Frontier, or again, are you lucky enough that, hey, Breeze is now in town, Allegiant's now, the city over, we can get to them and do some buying and do some shopping. The key is just with any airline package today, whether it's a major to, again, these what we traditionally call the low cost carriers, it's what's the extras like, seat selection, baggage is going to add to the total price you're going to have to look at.
Gotcha. The baggage on some of those low cost carriers can cost as much as the airfare sometimes, it seems like.
Oh yeah, no, they're again, I'm lucky. I'm here in Florida, Embry-Riddle's in Daytona Beach. We have both Sanford is a major airport for Allegiant right there, which is literally just 40 minutes from school. Orlando International is an hour from school where I instruct. And so I can compare airports that way and airlines that way. And, I had to, get a Spirit flight before their demise last year. And it was a situation where the flight cost was less than the baggage fee because I had to pack a bag that trip.
I was in a similar situation a few years ago, and it's kind of like, oh, you got me. Oh well. But as someone who kind of studies the industry and you fly a lot, You've probably got some kind of tricks of the trade, and I think you've kind of alluded to some already, but what advice and tips do you have for people who kind of need to fly, but they really need to save money as well?
Again, you're gonna have to do the research. Systems that exist like Google Flight. There's another program out there called Skyscanner, not as well known here in the U.S., but globally is well known. But again, it covers airlines across the globe. You may need to again look at your home, what you consider your home airline, and again, are there other cities nearby to see who's there and who's not flying there? Because some of these carriers, you're going to have to go to their website and to get the pricing. It may not be in a Google Flight or in a Skyscanner like that. Some of them, a Frontier, it may be there across Google Flight, things like that, but a Breeze may not always be. Same thing, an Allegiant may not always be, because again, they still follow. For the most part, you got to go to the airline to buy the ticket. So you got to go to the Allegiant site. You got to go to the Sun Country site. You may need to, look, hey, you see, yeah, Breeze is now flying here. Well, you got to go to the Breeze site, that's there. And, it's one of those issues you got to think in terms of cost, not just in terms of dollars and cents, but a lot for a lot of people too, this issue of time and just what is. That in some regard, I'm going to call it my driving circle in terms of airports I'm willing to go to try and, again, find that cheaper flight versus the total cost of my time, my search. Yeah, if I go to this other airport, well, what's the mileage? What's the gas cost in that regard? And those kind of factors coming into play.
Yeah, definitely. That's great advice. I think it is easy to get kind of blinded by just the initial airfare price, and then you don't consider all the other options or
Yeah.
the time investment. So I guess you've seen a lot, and we covered on kind of tips that people should do, but what are the biggest mistakes that should people watch out for, I guess, kind of being narrow-minded in what airlines and what airports they're considering, but anything else?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. In some regard, I can understand people's lifestyle today. I have so many days of, PTO or vacation time. It has to fit within this time, and that can be very constraining, in terms of options that can be involved, but if you have any flex, look at those flex capabilities. I mean, it's already sort of, the advice you'll see on any cruise message board is always fly in the day ahead of time. You don't want to risk everything, the morning your ship's getting ready to leave port. Well, I would say the same thing, not only just maybe the day ahead of time, but maybe even can you back it up and think 2 days ahead of time. That's possible. Now I know that's not always possible. Some people, they may not have that flex, but if you can have that kind of flexibility built into your possible plans, that can, obviously help. Red eyes, are not people's favorite flights yet. They're out there, they exist, and that can help, with certain issues. So it's can you be at all flexible, in your options? Like I said, looking at secondary cities, looking at drive time, looking at dates. It can be a lot of work and investment in time you have to put in to find it, but that's maybe what you're going to have to do if you're trying to get that best, price you can find that fits in your life and lifestyle.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's great advice. And really quick, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but the last thing that kind of occurs to me and I want to get your opinion on is, are there any particular kind of upstart airlines that may have really cheap prices that but people should avoid just because they're not trustworthy or well run?
I will, not that I know of, let me say it that way. I
Okay.
mean, there is there's a newer upstart carrier, is Avelo. I can only say that I have not heard bad things about them. Let me say it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, there's been some fluctuations in their route network. They've taken some reputational aspects have, some negative press that's out there because they've been involved in certain issues with, immigration flights. And so obviously it became a political issue, became a social issue. And so, you'll find negative comments out there about them. I can't say that I've flown them. I know, like, again, bracketing Orlando, while Allegiant has, Sanford and Sanford Airport, as a major base, like Avelo's looking on the other side of Orlando in Lakeland, as a base. Now they're only doing a couple of flights there so far, but that may be one of those things that if someone was, depending upon the right market coming to Orlando, that might be a viable option. I just, I just know it's there. It's not a big network yet. But if you went looking and did some research, yeah, you're going to find some negative things said about them because of the political aspect that's come into place.
Gotcha. Yeah, it's very interesting. I guess if you're really looking for a cheap fare, you shouldn't let that hold you back, but everyone's got to have
Well, again,
their experience.
it becomes a personal moral choice, and in some regard, they've backed off some of that, program they were involved in because of, the negativity that they were facing in the market. The key is, like I said, the Frontiers, the JetBlues, Breeze, Allegiant and Sun Country, like I said, yeah, JetBlue and Frontier still have some cash flow issues they're working through, but they're nowhere as dire straits that Spirit is. Breeze looks like it's getting ready to play and be very aggressive in the market. But again, you're going to have to look at their networks, route maps, check your local airports to see if they have a route announcement coming, and look at those dates and times, and you may be able to find something. It's a very dynamic market between, with Spirit exiting, these others trying to pick the routes they're going to fill in, and a schedule adjustment due to fuel and other economic issues. It's about as volatile as the route network structure right now as I've seen in years.
Very interesting. I'm sure volatility always kind of leads to opportunities if you are willing and able to look. So that's
That's it.
there you go. Well, yeah, you've given us some great advice. Hopefully, people can follow it and kind of minimize their costs and keep out of debt this summer and beyond. But thanks again for joining us. It's been great.
Thank you.
All right. I think that's about it for today. Just remember what Blaze said. The airline industry is pretty volatile right now, and opportunities are out there if you have the time and inclination to look. Also, it pays to be open-minded, not only about which airlines you're flying on, but also when it comes to your travel dates, the airports you fly in and out of, etc. So, a lot to think about there, and hopefully you can apply it to your summer travel and save some money, because we all know we could use some savings right now. As always, it's been a lot of fun learning a little bit more about money with all of you, so let's try to do it again pretty soon. Because if you're not penny wise, you might be stuck on the ground instead of soaring through the skies, or you'll be flying on borrowed funds and your financial future will be jeopardized. Thanks to Lee Enterprises and WalletHub for helping put this all together, and thanks to you for listening.